This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This is the crossover, dude. And it's brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Dan Dibley and Mark Willard. We haven't seen Mark since last Wednesday, so it's good to see Mark. How are you?
Anything happened since I left? How are the Warriors doing?
Well, Stanley's wearing it on his shirt.
Did we win last night?
No.
No, okay. All right.
We also didn't lose.
Also true.
And I wonder when you got that sweatshirt.
Why?
No, because, that is a good question.
No, it's a good question. Because it, I think it would speak, at least it speaks to me anyway, about the character of a troll. Now, if you just got it after the Warriors were eliminated.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I got it game three.
You know what that makes you, right?
I don't know.
Gutless. Makes you gutless.
No. Should have worn it after game three.
You should have worn it when you got it because
it's pretty nice.
You're a card-carrying T-Wolves fan, and you waited until the elimination happened.
That's right.
An elimination sensation, and now you're ostensibly rubbing everyone's nose in it.
I waited to be gutless. I not only waited till the season was over, I gave it some breathing room.
Yeah, see, I actually have your back today.
Thank you.
For two reasons.
Love
one,
Willie.
The breathing room was the correct play. If you'd won this on Thursday, I'd have punched you.
Yeah,
but I wasn't here, and I don't think you wore it. And I actually wouldn't have punched you. But I would have been in favor of someone else doing it. But also, I'm with my daughter asked me this morning, so who are you rooting for now? Wolves.
Oh.
And see, Willard knows how to do it.
No.
It's only a little bit for the reason you gave, though, which is that you root for the team that eliminated you.
Right.
I just like them the best. I like them the best before, like, of the other teams. They bother me the least. I'm not going to root for any of the East Coast. Shea Gilgeous is a foul chaser. And I like Anthony Edwards. I really like Anthony Edwards. I really like Nas Reed. There's certain players I like. That's
you like DiVincenzo, restaurant love, quality.
Oh, DiVincenzo, exactly.
Yep. Yep.
I hope they win the whole thing. I do.
I probably would have sided with you, but you make it, Matt, you make it impossible for me to root for Minnesota. Because that would, by proxy, mean that I'm rooting for you to have something good happen, and I can't do that.
Why not?
Because you're wearing the sweatshirt after...
It's a sweater.
You're wearing the sweater after that team eliminated my team, and I find it to be offensive. And Evan had it perfectly earlier. Different rules apply to different people. Guru can wear the cowboy jersey in here, and it still is somewhat annoying, but it's the goo.
Daryl LaMonica. Like, he's kind of grandfathered into it. But the point is, and I think really got down to the root of it, you don't root for a team just because they beat your team. That's not how you fan. You figure out which team you dislike the least, and then you ride with that squad. Now, I'll be rooting for the Timberwolves because I also think, too, I'd like to believe that because losing doesn't impact you or really affect you, that the opposite's also true, that winning doesn't affect you either. You hate losing more than you love winning. And so if the Wolves somehow run off this bad boy and win a championship, I don't think you're the kind of guy that would throw a parade.
No.
Because you don't throw parades in general.
I'll clench my fist. That's it. Just.
You actually probably stop liking them if they win.
When my guy gets fired.
Yeah. You're like, I don't like them anymore because you're a contrarian.
He's off the bandwagon.
That's exactly right.
Too many people on it.
I go back to 1983 when, you remember this, Dibs, when the Celtics played the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yep.
And the Celtics lost at Game 7 at the Boston Garden, which meant the Sixers were going to the NBA Finals. And the Boston Celtics crowd chanted, beat L.A. That's where it all started. That's where, you know, being a class act as a fan began. And I think most teams' fans should take a cue from Boston.
95-7 the game, breaking news.
Warner. I'll take this one, but you're right. The 49ers are busy. Four-time All-Pro linebacker Fred Warner and the 49ers have reached an agreement on a three-year, $63 million contract extension that includes over $56 million in guaranteed money. It makes him the NFL's highest-paid linebacker.
Attaboy, Fred.
Yeah.
Look at the Niners.
Be happy.
Click.
You can start to put everything together when you realize that they just sold 6% of the franchise. So all of a sudden you've got this infusion of cash, and I'm not sure that those three families that bought pieces of the Niners, I don't know if they showed up with cash, but the Niners do have an infusion. They sold 1%, 2%, and 3% to three different families last week. So now you have the ability, not that you didn't before, but I'm sure the Yorks, who go from 97% owners to 91, and you've got this money coming in, you can be a little bit footloose and fancy free with your cash.
I'm sure that is attached to this on some level, but I'll also say that seeing the cadence of all of this now, starting with Kittle, which was now what, maybe a couple of weeks ago, watching the cadence of this, it feels very much to me like this stuff has been sitting in their back pocket for months already. Like the Brock Purdy thing, if you consider A, he showed up to voluntary workouts, B, they waited until the Warriors were knocked out and then moments later announced this, C, tickets went on sale 3 seconds after they announced it for individual games. The schedule had just come out. The whole thing feels to me like this was in principle agreed on in February.
Which is obviously much different than the last offseason.
Exactly. Yeah. I give the Niners credit from that perspective. I think that's important because that's what a lot of us left in January saying. Like, don't let your offseason control you again. And there were three big names to discuss, and they've gone click, click, click 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it earlier, but I feel like, and it aligns with Warner. Like, these are all not prove it contracts. These are proved it contracts, and will continue to prove it contracts. All the big guys that they hit last offseason, there was some sort of risk involved. Ayuk, maybe not the age factor, but the level of play that he could put on the field before he got hurt. Even McCaffrey, the age of a running back, and Trent Williams, obviously with the age for a left tackle. All three of these feel like very safe, reasonable, understandable, and in the case of Kittle and Warner, rewarding deals that hit you and put you at the best in your position, because that's what those two players are. And Brock Purdy got paid effectively as a top 10 quarterback, which is what he is.
Right, and even if he's not top 10 in your mind, I was starting to think about all the quarterbacks who are starters in the league, and the Niners have one. They have one of them, and if you want to keep that starter, that's what the freight is. You got to pay the freight. And Trevor Lawrence and Dak Prescott, well, he's better than them, and they both make more average annual than he does. But what he makes is starting quarterback number. And I think you guys were talking about it earlier. It's basically a 3-year extension on top of the 1 year. So if things go really south, and I like the conversation you had about where that bar is, it's not Super Bowl or else you blow the whole thing up. But if they have two or three down years again in a row, well, then all bets are off for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say a down year is no playoffs?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the goal of
where they're at now is to get back into contention.
And I think this year especially, and we don't know about all the additions, the new additions, shout out Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, but you look at their schedule and you look at their schedule stack and the fact that this year they have an actual positive rest differential of 9 days against their opponents. Last year they were a minus 21, which was one of the worst in history. So this year you have a last place schedule and you've got rest advantages that you didn't have last year. So I look at this year as one where if you don't make the playoffs, pending obviously catastrophic injuries, but that would be a big disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, and I actually, we mentioned this earlier, but I guess you kind of have to revise it. Like one of the things we threw out was, it was Brock Purdy worth the seven starters that are no longer on the team, Ward, Greenlaw, Hufanga, Banks, Hargrave, Floyd, and Samuel. And you could even answer yes, but now you also have to include the contracts of Kittle and Warner. And when you put all three of those players together, are they worth those seven guys? I think the answer is clearly yes.
I'd agree with that. Will you go over those names real slow again?
Charvarius Ward.
Okay.
Dre Greenlaw.
Yep.
Talanoa Hufanga.
Right.
Aaron Banks. Javon Hargrave. Leonard Floyd. And Deebo Samuel.
I think we overrate what the Niners let walk out the door. Those are big names.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say that none of them hurt. I think a couple of them do. But out of that group, I don't think there's anybody who last year the fans were like, that dude's playing great. Is there anyone on that list who people were like, that guy is having a good year for us?
You mean last year?
Yeah.
For one half, Dre Greenlaw.
Yeah.
For a half of a game. Half. Yes. Yeah. For half of a game.
He was flying around that
half. He was amazing.
Oh, he was everywhere.
Yeah. He was amazing. It was pouring rain, but he was amazing.
Yeah.
He was incredible, and his energy is infectious and all of those things. I'm not trying to take a shot at these players.
No,
a lot of them have been very good 49ers. But if you do buy, like, now is now, like, we can't have who they were 3 years ago. Those players that you just mentioned largely made 49er fans feel very frustrated last year, if they were playing at all.
Well, and you used your draft capital to replace them, and you've gone about doing that. And so that's the cost of doing business. Banks got so much money that the Niners were never going to match that. Greenlaw's the one that kind of hurts, and the reports that they doubled back to try to get him to flip his commit, and he still wound up leaving. Ward was going to leave anyway.
Yep.
We heard about the tragedy and the situation with his wife. Hufanga oft injured. You already had drafted his replacement. So as you go through the list, even Deebo Samuel, we said it last year,
you're probably not going
to keep Deebo and Ayuk. And when Ayuk tore up his knee, that pretty much sealed his fate to stay. So Deebo becomes the odd man out, and you drafted his replacement last year as well. So none of those are that surprising.
Yeah, I thought Floyd was one that maybe they could have kept. Like, he was available. He played a lot last year, and considering they took a bunch of defensive linemen in the draft, illustrates a need at that position. But I'm with you. Like, none of those guys really stood out as game changers, and certainly not those are players that, as a group, probably contributed more to the sub-500 side of their season. And you had to do what you had to do. I also think that it's interesting now we look at these contracts that they've given out, and they're as much for the talent of these players as also you're paying for a drama-free offseason, which, thank God. Like, you know, we don't have to sit here and talk about, well, Ayuk's playing this game of chess on social media, and well, he's stripping his Instagram, or Trent Williams is out here playing golf in Houston, and he's not going to be ready. Christian McCaffrey wants a new deal. What does he deserve? All of these questions now that they had to deal with 365 days ago are gone.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Brock Purdy is the most interesting player in the NFL.
There's
nobody else who can bring about this size of a reaction.
Oh.
There's nobody. Oh. There is nobody else in the NFL that can have this range of opinions when something like this happens. There are people who believe he left millions of dollars on the table. I don't know if I would phrase it that way, but I'm sure impressed by the maturity that he showed here, because I know plenty of athletes who we've watched, they would walk right up to the Niners and be like, I'm not taking less than Tua and Trevor Lawrence. Why the hell would I do that? Why? You explain it to me. Why should I do that? We know tons of athletes who would do that, if not most. Most agents would do that. Similarly, though, there are millions of people out there who think that Brock Purdy is worth $30 million a year. And he's now the seventh highest paid quarterback in the NFL if you want to go on average annual. I don't know any other athlete in sport who consistently can bring out the entire spectrum of opinions no matter what he does. Is there any other comp?
Well, Tatum.
You think?
People think that Tatum is, like, for how great of a player he is, yeah. I think there's a very wide range of opinions on him.
Jason Tatum.
Yes, Jason Tatum,
well,
sorry.
Now, and obviously now, I mean, his career arc has now changed.
Yeah, 100%.
But I don't know. I mean,
I think the quarterback rules everything, so.
I actually think they might.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Like, Dak Prescott's pretty polarizing.
That's true.
Like,
That's true.
Just because I work with Guru, yeah. And he says he stinks every single day, I'm like, he doesn't stink that much.
Well, and but then with the backdrop of him now being the highest paid player in the NFL, I get why that would bother you.
Yeah.
I get that. I think there were some people scared that contract was going to ruin the Niners.
Yeah.
Because he's better than Dak Prescott, or has had a hell of a lot better results last few years.
Yeah, and that, I think, is what makes it so fascinating, because you look at last year, and there was a regression, and you look at some of the advanced metrics, and he still was top five in a bunch of them, but the team was 6-11, and the question of can he do it with lesser talent around him, well, that is still in place this year, because your receiving core is going to be Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall to start, and who knows who else. You're not going to be that experienced, and the running back is up in years, and, you know, hopefully he stays healthy. And if he doesn't, well, we saw how quickly the offense got pedestrian last year. So I think that's partly what you're talking about, Mark. Like, you and I both are fans of Brock Purdy, and we look at this deal. It's like, good deal for the Niners, good deal for Brock, but there are some fans who just can't wait to watch him fall on his face.
Well, I wonder, what kind of reaction did you guys get today? Because I would love to know. This is my question every time. Like, if you thought this was a bad deal, you would propose the Niners do what at quarterback?
Evan classified it as lukewarm, the reaction, and I categorized it as muted.
Muted. But what does that mean?
It means that it's, I think, more like people just kind of knew it was coming and it was going to happen. The one thing I'm fascinated by, I don't know if fascinated is the right word, but when Kaepernick was here, and even when they signed Garoppolo, like, I think the fans were more excited about their starting point to what they could be. Like, when Garoppolo got signed after 5 games, I was thinking, oh, my God, they may have something here. Well, probably had to do with the fact that they stunk for the previous 2 or 3 years. Kaepernick came onto the scene like a ball of fire, and everybody, you know, Jaworski calling him the greatest quarterback of all time. And I was like, this guy's unbelievable. But I think there's something about, we've seen Purdy be very solid for 3 years. Like, that's what we've seen.
I think the starting point is the answer to what you're pointing out. The starting point for each of those quarterbacks, Garoppolo and Kaepernick, you're taking over teams that stink out loud. Stink out loud. And so you're in that space as a fan of, like, can we just have some hope at the quarterback position? And then here come these guys that kind of pop a little bit, and both of them reach a Super Bowl, and all of a sudden you're like, this is amazing. Well, Brock Purdy joins a group where it's not amazing to go to the playoffs and challenge for a Super Bowl. That's not amazing anymore. That's actually annoying to most 49er fans. So I don't know any other city in America who comes from, we didn't have a quarterback, and then you get a three-year run, and in that three-year run you get an NFC title game, and you get another NFC title game and a Super Bowl appearance. I don't know any other city in America who wouldn't love that player.
Well, it's just the recency bias of it, right? And it's the feeling that you've already seen the best. And I think that the guy Steiny mentioned, Jimmy Garoppolo, is kind of at the bottom of all of it, at least for fans that I've talked to. Like, we literally on Friday got a group chat together to console a friend of ours who was so mad about this contract extension. It's like, dude, you have your quarterback. You've been to a Super Bowl. Your team is in a pretty good place. You know, you're about to reward Kittle. This was before Warner got done. Like, you're going to be fine. But his thing was, well, they were 6-11 last year. Brock can't throw in the rain. And all this stuff that I've seen last year.
Right.
And it's almost like the first 2 years just do not matter, because there's this feeling of resignation towards what we just saw is what will be. And clearly when you're making a 5 or now 6 year investment in a player, it's because you think that you can be better, that player can be better. And I don't think that's crazy to expect Brock Purdy to continue to grow. He's only 25 years old.
Right. And he could be 2 years ago Brock. He could be last year Brock, somewhere in between. You hope he's not worse than he was last year, because then you've got real issues. But you said something there that struck me. You've got your quarterback, and he's been to a Super Bowl. If you look across the league, how many teams have that and can say that? There's only about 8. Like Philly, yeah. Kansas City, sure. The Rams with Stafford, even though he's an older quarterback. Jared Goff has been to a Super Bowl, not with Detroit. You start running out of names. Joe Burrow is one.
Yep, Bengals.
Josh Allen has not. He's not done that. They have their quarterback, but he hasn't taken him to the Super Bowl. So just what you said there about those two gigantic boxes doesn't mean he's going to take him back to the Super Bowl again. You hope he can, but he's already done that. Like, he's a real quarterback, and he's been to the final game of the year. That's got to be worth something, and in this case, it's $53 million.
Yeah, it just feels like people, they find the unknown factor in a player or the potential of a player more attractive than the information that we have at hand, which is if you have a good team around Brock Purdy, you're going to win a lot of games. And now you have your quarterback. I think the pressure shifts back to the front office, which is these draft picks, the 11 that you just got, you got to hit on those. Otherwise, this team isn't going to be very good around now your $50 million man.
I just think, when you have a quarterback who's achieved something and he's up for a deal, sometimes it's like pulling up to the pump. I don't like those prices.
And we did this on Friday.
Yeah, I don't like that price. But that's what it costs.
Yep.
Like, I would argue for every person out there, and I've heard a million of these, and I bet you guys have too, oh, I like Purdy, but I wouldn't have paid him that. Well, that's not, you don't get to do that.
Right.
You don't get to be like, no, we'll pay you 40.
Do you like eggs, Mark?
I love them. Two a day at least.
Yeah, $10.99 for an organic dozen.
But I think they're down.
Yeah, eggs are down.
Well, go to Costco.
Grocery outlet.
Yeah.
Just depends
on Safeway. Safeway's got good
deals.
See
you in the aisles.
Yeah.
And for everyone who wants to worry about the length of the deal, I'm just reading the Albert Breer breakdown. 62% of the money comes off the book after 3 years. So if you get through 3 years and it's like, oh, geez, buyer's remorse, well, then you can make the bold move and you can cut him, which means the coach is probably gone and the GM, and you can start the whole darn thing over if you want after 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, they had to do it.
Of course they had to do it.
They had to do it.
Again, I know people don't want his name like past Justin Herbert's, but his name is short of Trevor Lawrence's. It's short of Tua's. We all get to pick the entry point to this. I would like to really say I'm impressed at the way Brock Purdy handled this offseason. He easily could have said, I'm not signing for that. I'm not signing for that. Explain to me how Trevor Lawrence is better than me.
Yeah, those are ego things, and you're right.
So I give him credit for that. This is an egomaniacal business.
It is, and but he didn't, and he didn't have any. A 52 times his salary raise. And,
understood.
And we know that he's cut from a slightly different cloth.
I agree.
I've never met the man, so I can't really speak to it, but he doesn't strike me as a guy who, you know, gets the deal and now he's going to go out there and get a gigantic pendant and buy 7 cars and 3 houses.
But to, to Willard's point, he could do that. I mean,
sure.
And
sure.
And there was a precedent the last 2 off seasons for players that took the Niners to the woodshed for every last penny. Ayuk did that last off season. Nick Bosa did it the off season before. So if Brock Purdy really wanted to do that, it might have worked. And the Niners would have been stuck in another situation where we're just sitting here talking about when is this going to get done. And I think Brock Purdy, for him, that was worth taking a little bit less. And I'm glad he did.
And maybe it's also worth not being that number one guy in the crosshairs as the highest paid quarterback.
That's true.
I know he's making a boatload at 53 average annual, but you're not the guy. And that's where Dak, I think, takes on a lot of water because he's making so much and he can't win a playoff game, let alone to get to one. And so Brock is under the radar at $53 million a year.
Speaking of under the radar, what did you guys make of the timing of the announcement?
Friday at 2, right?
Friday afternoon.
Was it during the crossover?
It was during the crossover,
it was about 2:30.
Right after, I think.
Yeah, it was at about 2:30 on Friday, 5:30 on the East Coast. On a Friday afternoon, Mike Florio talked about this on the morning show. That's where you stick bad news.
Yeah.
So if this is coming from the agent, is he in some way not proud of the deal? Because he is underneath Tua and Trevor.
Yeah.
But how often do we do that? When do you see this in the NFL? Here comes a quarterback who's proven better than a couple of people in front of him and he goes behind him. When do you see that?
Not often, yeah.
It's food for thought, Mark.
I mean, you're allowed to think about it, too. It's a nice sweater.
All right. What do you guys got coming up today?
It's snug.
Oh, my God.
A show.
All right.
Yeah. This. This.
Okay. I'm gonna head out.
Okay.
You guys mind?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you're allowed to stay.
Yeah, no, I know.
You're invited to stay.
No, I know, and I remember, I think Wednesday I did, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It was
for a whole segment.
Thank you.
Did you watch any of that PGA yesterday?
Some of it.
I mean, God, it got exciting. And then over the span of like 12 minutes, I'm going to go outside and do some gardening. That thing got over in a hurry.
Yeah, he's pretty good, Scheffler.
Well, and plus Rombo kind of wet the bed a little bit.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah, you hate to see it.
All right, guys.
All right, gents.
Bring it home and bring it home strong on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Tiny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.